Okay, Reese, so the date was on Friday night. You drove up and down the Sea to Sky with her friends at Scenic Rush. You had a great dinner at Finfolk in East Vancouver. We want to know, to start off here, your first impressions of Jeff, physically and who he was as a person. What did you think?
Well, he was about an hour late, which kind of threw me off a little bit. But first initial impressions, he was a very handsome man. He just seemed like a very genuine guy.
Were you attracted to him when you first saw him, or were you like, oh, you look different than your photos?
No, he definitely looks the same. He was, like I said, he's an attractive man. Not generally the type that I go for. But yeah, I thought he was very handsome.
Did he explain, give you a good explanation as to why he was an hour late?
He did, yeah. He definitely did.
Okay, cool.
Good.
Cool.
Now, what was the best and the worst part of the date with Jeff?
Best part was probably after dinner, we just played some darts at Finfolk there, and it was just very casual, fun time. There's kind of no pressure there. The worst part, I'd say, was probably just the initial getting in the car. Just that initial part, right? It's awkward, and you're trying to find something to talk about. Yeah. So that was probably the worst part. That only lasted a short period of time, though.
So did you both drive, or did you have to choose which person drove? And if so, how did you make that decision?
I actually just drove. I drove there and back just because Jeff didn't have any interest in driving. So I was like, hey, yeah, I will definitely take this opportunity. we drove the Ferrari up and then the Audi 8, I think, on the way back.
Did he put a hand on the old thigh while you were driving?
No, nothing like that. Perfect gentleman.
The two questions that most people want to know and that tell us that they always want to know is, did you guys kiss at the end of the date, and was there more than a kiss on the date? So again, if you're not comfortable answering, you don't have to, but this is what everyone wants to know.
Okay, there was no kiss and there was nothing more than that.
Okay. Now, was that because you're both gentlemen, or you weren't feeling it? There was no spark? Oh, God.
I would say it was an enjoyable time, but I'd say the spark was lacking a little bit.
Oh, damn. Okay. So I think we kind of know the answer to our last question. Will there be a second date?
There is nothing planned at the moment. We're still in touch. So just kind of see what happens from here.
It doesn't sound positive.
No. So has there like, after the date, yeah, the next morning, you guys obviously both went and stayed at your own places, where you're like, hey, that was fun last night. And he's like, OMG, lol, I had so much fun. And you've been text flirting since then. Is that happening?
Not so much text flirting. Just kind of more like, oh, hey, how's your day?
Sounds like you guys are already married then. That's perfect.
Yeah, pretty much. You skipped all the honeymoon stage. So wait, did one of you text like the other after you split that night and you were like, hey, thanks for tonight, it was really fun? Or was it not till the next day that someone messaged someone?
No, Jeff, because I had a fair bit of a drive home, so Jeff kind of just contacted me afterwards, just asking my text to make sure I got home safe.
That's cute.
That's adorable.
So it sounds like maybe there hasn't been one plan yet and you weren't both gung-ho on let's plan another date right away. But if Jeff were to be like, hey, I got this event on Friday night, are you free? Would you be open to that? That maybe, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, that's good. We're calling it a win.
We're going to call it.
We need one win here. Crikey.
That's fair.